July 8th, betrayed by friends and relatives. A man's foes shall be they of his own household. Matthew 10 verse 36. When the law of God is made void, and the church is sifted by the fiery trials that are to try all that live upon the earth, a great proportion of those who are supposed to be genuine will give heed to seducing spirits and will turn traitors and betray sacred trusts. They will prove our very worst persecutors. Of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them, and many will give heed to seducing spirits. Those who apostatize in time of trial will bear false witness and betray their brethren to secure their own safety. They will tell where their brethren are concealed, putting the wolves on their track. Christ has warned us of this, that we may not be surprised at the cruel, unnatural course pursued by friends and relatives. We shall find that we must let loose of all hands except the hand of Jesus Christ. Friends will prove treacherous and will betray us. Relatives, deceived by the enemy, will think they do God service in opposing us and putting forth the utmost efforts to bring us into hard places, hoping we will deny our faith. But we may trust our hand in the hand of Christ amid darkness and peril. The followers of Christ must expect to encounter sneers. They will be reviled. Their words and their faith will be misrepresented. Coldness and contempt may be harder to endure than martyrdom. Parents will turn harshly against their children who accept unpopular truth. Those who conscientiously serve God will be accused of rebellion. Property that was willed to children or other relatives who believe the present truth will be given into other hands. Guardians will rob orphans and widows of their just dues. Those who depart from evil will make themselves a prey through laws enacted to compel the conscience. Men will take to themselves property to which they have no right. The words of the apostle will be verified in the near future. All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Said my accompanying angel, time is almost finished. Do you reflect the lovely image of Jesus as you should? Then I was pointed to the earth and saw that there would have to be a getting ready among those who have of late embraced the third angel's message. Said the angel, get ready, get ready, get ready. Ye will have to die a greater death to the world than ye have ever yet died. I saw that there was a great work to do for them, and but little time to do it in. I saw that some of us have had time to get the truth and to advance step by step, and every step we have taken has given us strength to take the next. But now time is almost finished, and what we have been years learning, they will have to learn in a few months. And they will have to unlearn much and learn again. And those who will not receive the mark of the beast and his image when the decree goes forth must have decision now to say, nay, we will not regard the institution of the beast. A sketch of the Christian experience and views of Ellen G. White, page 52 to 55.